Good morning, Wake Up HCC. I just realized I had our mics potted up and you guys were listening to all of our little
probably
conversation here that had nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today. Just listening to Janelle and myself being silly here in studio. So that's now you know what happens, you know, before you go live on a radio show. You just get your jiggles out. You just get your silly out. Yeah. That's what you do. So, good morning, Janelle. How are you? It is March. I am very excited for March. You know, I will admit, I am one of the people who hasn't really celebrated other than the big holidays, right? But like, you know how many people are like, oh, it's March, is Women's Month, or is St. Patrick's, you're wearing green,
wearing month, green.
Right? Or like, there's one holiday and you're like all excited about it, right? I've kind of been like that. And not even, maybe the biggest one, Christmas. But that's about it. Like every other month, not really follow that. But this year, women's March is the month to celebrate women's. And I'm really feeling it. Like it's just energizing me and it's just really feeding me all of this great vibes and I'm really, really excited to celebrate women. And so if you were listening before we were live and thought you weren't listening, I asked Janelle if there's any programming coming up, you know, in celebration of Women's Month. And so let's start with that since we already, you know, kind of like ease people into that.
It is Women's Month. It's March. It's also the year of the woman here in Maryland, thanks to Governor Hogan.
Yep.
Has been proclaimed 2020 the year of the woman.
I happened to be at the proclamation celebration, actually, and Liz Bobo, one of our producers here, she is like the speaker, I guess, of or the voice, the face for the year of the woman here in Howard County, and rightfully so. I mean, she was.
Well, and she's a fantastic.
And she was the first
example of a powerful woman.
Of what you can accomplish, and you can break barriers. You know, she was the first county executive, female county executive here in Howard County. And I might be wrong with this, but I think in Maryland, like in Maryland altogether. Right. That's what I'm saying. I might be wrong, but I remember hearing something like that, but I don't, you know, maybe do fact check me on that one.
Liz Bobo is one of the attendees who regularly comes to our annual Women's Studies Salon. So that is a program that our Women's Studies program puts on every year. Helen Mitchell, Dr. Helen Mitchell, is the head of our Women's Studies program here in the Arts and Humanities Department. And she puts on an annual salon, which is a lovely sort of throwback type of event, right? The idea of a salon, the idea of inviting people in and sharing with them.
Yeah.
I love that sort of concept. So annually, we have this event this year. It is on Friday, March 20th in the Monteboro Recital Hall in the Horwood Center. And the event will begin at 9:30 with a sort of pre-reception in the lobby. And then the official program will begin at 10 a.m. in the Monteboro. And Helen has this great tradition of including women from the Arts and Humanities Division and from across campus and students that will be involved. We actually have a theater student who's going to be involved this year. And having them embody a woman from history and present as them or about them as part of the salon. So
that is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's so Valerie's usually representing somebody, other faculty members. Tara Hart is typically involved. This year, Shania Hudson is going to be involved. She's a student. And so we have a lot of representation. And it's just always a great opportunity to learn about some figures from history you may not have heard about in your traditional studies. And
for sure. And you know,
and entertaining. Well, there's all types of disciplines involved: artists, musicians, scientists. I think Patty Turner is involved this year from the science department. So
it's bringing people together from all different walks of life. And from what I've read and what I've heard in different interviews from, like, you know, your your A-plus stars, right? Like your right. Hollywood stars. One of the hardest characters that they can represent is somebody who's actually, who was actually alive, like, and somebody who is alive, like mm-hmm. a real person, you know, like it's different to take on a character where you basically build it, right? On yes. however you think and however you best feel that that character would behave. Mm-hmm. But to be able to be truthful to how somebody really was and pay honor basically to that person. I've heard that that's one of the hardest jobs
of course, because,
in acting.
Because then there is that potential for criticism.
Yeah.
And
especially if they're still alive.
Right.
You know,
you want to do right by them.
Yeah.
And not, you know,
for
even,
sure.
even if they're a controversial mm-hmm. figure,
yeah.
you still want to really get to their truth.
You want to represent them.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you know, we're not judging here. And as an actor, I don't think that that's your job. I think that your job is to really just present the life of that person as true as possible mm-hmm. to that person.
Right.
Right. And you have the ability to just create that mm-hmm. for a character who's fictional. But when you're doing that for somebody who was or is still, you know, in this world, I to me, that's like nerve-wracking just thinking about it. It's
yeah,
like, oh my gosh.
There would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. So no, I commend everybody taking part of this because that's awesome. That's awesome to go back. You have to study the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they felt mm-hmm. and figure out how to connect with that and how to portray it so that everybody in the audience can also connect to it. I mean, it's
exactly.
So deep.
It is.
I love
and
it.
It's almost a shame we only have it once a year because I feel like there could be so much more. There's so much sort of content to unpack there.
And there's something special about, at least in my mind and the way that I enjoy, you know, like reading and all that. When I listen to fictional stories, yes, it's great to be in those worlds that don't exist and to hear of those stories that could have, you know, or not happened, right? But when you're listening or when you're reading something that really happened, I think it brings a certain type mm-hmm. of awareness. I think it connects different with you as a reader, as a viewer, as a, you know, somebody watching in an audience, even if it's a movie mm-hmm. or a play. When you know that this actually happened, at least to me, that
it makes a difference.
It just brings it to a whole different level, like a whole different level, because you really try to picture it. And if you've been, you know, like I read stories that have happened in New York, or you read stories that have happened here in Maryland or in South Carolina, like in different areas. And the fact that you're actually able to picture that place, right?
Yes.
It just brings you to a whole nother level. It just brings you closer to everything that's mm-hmm. that you're watching, to everything that you're experiencing. And if you happen to go back to that same area at some point in your life, you have a different respect.
Yes.
You have a different perspective and you just, it really
Absolutely.
Just opens up your vision. So it, you know, speaking about specifically about all these women, when you have the opportunity to, I guess, internalize it that much, mm-hmm. you then realize and are even more grateful for everything that we have today that we mm-hmm. might take for granted. But there are women behind us who mm-hmm. had to fight for this. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So let's remind everybody again of the date.
So that is Friday, March 20th. And if you want to come and get a little cup of coffee beforehand, come at 9:30. And then the program starts at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. in the Montebaro Recital Hall. So please come.
Yeah.
And get there on time because it usually does fill up. So.
Okay. Do you guys sell mm-hmm. tickets in advance? Is it recommended to get tickets in advance or?
It is, you know what? Not this year.
Okay.
But you can, you know.
Mm-hmm. So come early.
Yeah, come early.
Come early. Come for coffee. What else do we have going on?
Well, we still have one more weekend of Kill Move Paradise, Rep Stages production. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't made it, please do. Last week we had a sellout Friday HCC matinee.
I have one of our interns this semester. He was at the presentation. He said,
"Really?
Yeah." He was like, "Yeah, you have to go. You have to go." He said, "I don't usually go on a school night, but I went to this one." And he was like, "You must go."
Good.
It's a must. It's a must.
You know, I was so happy to see so many students mm-hmm. attending on Friday mm-hmm. and. there was a talk back discussion afterwards, and mm-hmm. RepStage actually hosted a conversation with some students and provided some pizza and have a talk back after afterwards with some kids also from Howard Pride. And so it was a really great opportunity just to see how having the arts on campus, having RepStage put on a play like that, that can provide some discussion for students that's applicable to their lives and to open up that dialogue. That's what we're here for.
Right.
It's great to see that happening.
We did talk about it on our last show. We talked about, you know, what the show is about. And it's I don't want to call it controversial, but I guess it's just very real. Mm-hmm. And it talks about something that it's still an issue today and that's been an issue for many, many years. So let's just remind everybody kind of like the synopsis of what the play is about. And we, as I said, if you want to listen a little bit more about that, you can go back to our previous podcast from February and where Janelle and I kind of discussed really in more depth what the play was about. But I think it's worth mentioning so that you have a good idea of the type of work and the type of, you know, we were talking about women's rights just a minute ago. Yes. With the Salon series, but this one's also another one that is still, you know, tackling issues that we are there in the front lines every single day. Mm-hmm. So so let's just remind everybody.
In short, RepStage's Kill Move Paradise, the audience meets four individual men sort of in the afterlife waiting room, so to speak, and you come to discover that they're all victims of having been shot by police, unarmed black men, know, and there's no good, who just lost their lives. They're trying to, they just lost their lives, and for no apparent reason, and it's coming to terms. After watching the play, what I really was touched by was just this, the reasoning that they're trying to search for why, and
with Kobe Bryant's dead and his daughter, I think that everybody can relate, not in the sense of how things happened, but in the in that mindset that they are, like the characters are in the play, like why did it happen, right? Excellent. Because I think it's one of the things that we were all trying to wrap our
minds
around.
Like, they are so personally shocked. It's
right, exactly. Yeah. And so maybe, you know, maybe you're trying to figure out, like, well, how is that important or something? I mean, just think about, you know, something that, as I said, and this is why I'm bringing it up, we can all relate to and that we're all familiar with, which is Kobe Bryant's and his daughter dead. Mm-hmm. You know, tragic dead, something that you just cannot wrap your head around. Well, that's the same idea, that's the same sentiment behind this four man, you know, just trying to figure out what just happened, because it's really just I know that the scenarios are different, but the feeling is the same. It's like, wait, what just happened here? It's almost like, whoa, just play pause, rewind, let's try that again, because that didn't work out so well.
It doesn't make sense. It's so inconceivable why this happened. Yeah.
Now that's the right word. So let's remind everybody of the date.
Production runs through this Sunday. So there'll be performances Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night at 8 and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Sorry, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Don't be late. So
So
five more shows.
Yeah, come get your tickets. Come watch them. Come enjoy them, and take home something with you that you can start a conversation. Yes. You can spark a conversation. You can, you know, I mean, really.
If you're a student, bring a parent.
Yeah.
If you're a parent, bring a student.
Right.
It's really something to be talked about, I think, intergenerationally, too. Mm. It's important.
What we're trying to do here, I think, from, you know, every month that I talk to you, Janelle, and what I see that you guys is that you guys really try to bring forth things. It's not like we're just presenting something that's aesthetically beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's something that's deep, that's bringing, you know, ideas and sparking conversations and really trying to carry it outside of the theater. You know, you come for the experience, you come and enjoy a beautiful show. I mean, don't get me wrong, to watch it, just to come, if you want, just want to come and enjoy and look at the sets, because the sets are always
the set and the lighting and the acting and the,
they're always great. So if you just want to come for that theatrical experience, you're gonna get it.
Yes.
But you know, there's an opportunity with all of the work that HEC is putting out to really carry it home with you mm-hmm. and start a conversation and discussion and maybe look farther into issues. Maybe you'll discover you have a passion for something, you know, mm-hmm. that you really feel passionate about and an issue, and you'll become an advocate for it. Or I don't know. I mean, that's the beauty of art in my opinion, that it's a non-threatening way of exploring issues and connecting with them in a way that you wouldn't just by, you know, reading or watching the news or, you know, reality. Right. Sometimes we kind of like separate from it because it's almost like mm-hmm. too rough. Theater, I think, breaks that barrier because it's just, even though some of the things that we're talking about are rough and they're difficult to process, it's presented in a very beautiful way that just connects with you in a level that...
That's our hope.
News are never going to connect with you that way, you know? Right. What else
well,
is
and
happening?
That's, you know, that, you know, both of the events we already talked about are all within the Horowitz Center's theme of power for mm-hmm, this year. So mm-hmm. we're exploring power dynamics.
Yeah.
Who has the power? Who needs power? Who lacks power? How do you get it? And so our hope is that people do walk away with some sort of not changed, but additional perspective, mm-hmm. something to think about.
Yeah.
While also enjoying their time here.
Right.
You know, there is entertainment involved
theater,
as well. But
right.
Yeah.
That's what we think about when we think of theater. We go to theater to have a good time, right?
Yep.
But if we can make that even deeper and take it mm-hmm. back, you know, take it up maybe for one more step, why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
So the other... event this month mm-hmm. that is around the theme of power is okay. our dance company production.
All right.
And I know you enjoy dance.
Yes, I do.
And so that is our faculty and students, our students audition in the fall to join the HCC dance company. And then they rehearse with guest artist choreographers and our faculty choreographers and put together this production. Mm-hmm. And that this year is actually going to be in studio theater.
Mm, okay.
So especially if you've just gone to see Rep Stage's Kill Move Paradise, you can come back the weekend of March 19th and see the studio theater completely different, transformed into this theater for dance. So that's the beauty of the Black Box theaters, that we can move around the seating and
right.
create a completely different experience for the audience. And so come see the dance production, and I think you'll be pleased with that as well. It's
so this is students and professionals. Is it all?
Well, the guest artists come together and they choreograph. They set pieces on the students. So the students have been selected to work with different pieces. So when they audition, they're chosen and put into the specific pieces. So the production actually includes multiple individual dances. Mm-hmm. It's not like a ballet that tells one long story.
Okay.
But it is a production with sort of the theme of power as the base.
How do you present power in dance?
Well, you know, that's up to interpretation of the choreographer.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be physical power. It could be, you know, we've had some really creative pieces from the dance company in past years. And some of them tend to be more theatrical with props and, you know, mm-hmm. tables and chairs. And then some of them are just, you know, bare stage and dancing. So you have to come and
explore
that. Be surprised, see how that pans out.
Well, you know, since we talk about controversies and we're not afraid to go there, to me, a very powerful representation, and I know it was singing as well, but it was a big amount of dance, was the halftime show.
Oh, yes.
To me, there mm-hmm. was so much power in that presentation. I mean, just physically, you know, there was a lot of power there from both
strength.
Dancers, right?
Strength and message.
But then
you know,
also,
the
right? But then also the exploration of... you know, where power is mm-hmm. and all of
and
that.
And the reaction to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the biggest power, really.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It ended up hopefully being sort of an educational experience for some of the people that were
I was
so hot about it.
I was reading something that there were for the, there were like over 1,000 complaints that came, you know, trying to say that it needs to be better
FCC
regulated.
Got a lot of complaints.
Yep. A lot of heat. And, you know, we can certainly talk about that another time. I don't want to take all of our time because that's a full show
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
But if, you know, my question, when I asked you the question, you know, how do you represent power? Think to the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the physicality of it, if you want to think of it just that way.
Just pure strength.
Or think, as you were saying, of the props that were used to create certain messages as, you know, the dances and the movement was happening in the stage. So I'm excited for that one. That's, you know, that was one big eye-opening show for me, that halftime show, of how you can really, 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 you know, use arts to create a message without saying a word.
Just, absolutely.
You know, just by moving your body and just by using your surroundings. So,
yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
Good.
For
come see the show March 19th. Through the 22nd, so that's Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and Sunday at 3 p.m. in Studio Theater. And it's been a long time since we've done dance in Studio Theater. So I think it'll be, you know, what that venue really provides is a more intimate setting where you are not going to be that far away from the dancers and the action. So it really will have this sort of immersive impact.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right.
I encourage you to come. Sometimes dance is, you know, on a typical proscenium stage, you're so far separated.
Right.
And you really are,
if you're
on
the first row. Yeah, mm-hmm. Even if you're on the first row, you are, as you were saying, the observer.
Mm-hmm.
You are, I mean, there's a clear separation.
Right.
Unless you guys have, like, a stage, actually, in the studio that you guys are going to put up for the choreographies to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the same platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's on the same floor.
It'll be way more immersive and intimate.
Oh,
so I'm excited
about that. Yeah, I like that. It's gonna
That's actually the same weekend. You could make a day of it on March 20th if you want. Go to the women's salon
then
go to the evening dance performance.
Yeah.
And
come spend a day here, you know, a full weekend here.
Do
at
the
HGC.
Whole thing.
Yeah. In the arts. Anything else we need to talk about?
Well, we have still we have the Diversity Film Festival is going on. So there's 3 more days of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, 4, including Saturday. This is the first time we've had a Saturday
show. And
so that's still going on. Please check out that listing. That's howardcc.edu/filmfestivals, and you can see the whole lineup there. There's still the Tesla movie and Amazing Grace, the documentary. And so that's coming up. And then also this weekend is the Octava Piano Duo concert.
Oh.
That's Saturday night. Dr. Wader Wong and Shannon Meng, and they always put on a fantastic concert. And for those of you who aren't aware, that's a piano duo, and so they perform piano forehand. Sometimes some pieces they perform sitting at the same piano on their double bench, playing together, four hands on one piano, and then sometimes on two pianos facing each other on stage. So
I personally didn't understand that you have the four hands and the one piano. I thought it was 2 separate pianos per. Wow.
So it's very interesting to see. I mean, the musicality of it is just wonderful. They're top-notch musicians. And, you know, instrumental music is one of those powerful sort of arts that can make you feel something without lyrics, without a dialogue, without a set story, but it can make you feel something. It can make you remember something. It can make you, you know, have those emotions. And they are such wonderful musicians. But I'm also impressed with the logistics of it all, because when they are sharing the piano and, you know, playing together and reaching over each other. And, you know, it's just a matter of.
Wow. I was thinking about that. I'm like, as you were saying, I was trying to picture it. It's like I've only seen it in comedies on TV, you know, where they're kind of arguing with each other and they're reaching over each other. Lucy comes to mind.
Oh my God. Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
She comes to mind. And at some point, she was doing something like that in one of her shows. But you know, to actually see it done cohesively and in sync and all.
They're amazing. And they are two powerful women.
Wow.
So, you know, that's another thing to celebrate.
Correct me if I'm wrong. One of them was recently recognized, not only here at HCC, but didn't we just get an email about her?
So that's, are you trying to take my segue? Dr. Meng, Shannon Meng, who's the chair of the music department, was selected as our full-time inspiring faculty of the year and is also receiving a Howie Award from the Arts Council at the upcoming Celebration of the Arts, which is on March 28th.
Yeah.
So on March 28th, if you'd like to come to the Celebration of the Arts event, she will be receiving her Howie Award and giving some remarks. And it's...
That's great.
Yeah. And she deserves it. She works so hard and is so dedicated to the program and growing the program and is on top of administrative work and it's teaching, also such a beautiful musician.
And what a beautiful thing, you know, to have this month, the month of the women, you know, and with your, all of the things that you guys are doing around power, for her to come and have that recognition. I think that that's just, it's almost like coming full circle. So.
And she also has chickens and there are now providing eggs for her. So she, I mean, it's a great time for her right now.
Life is good. She's So go get your chickens so you can get your eggs.
Yes, exactly.
So that you can be living the life.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do we have time for one more thing?
Yeah, we do.
Before, because I'm not going to be back until after spring break.
Yep, we do. We have one
more. So I want to mention that the Arts Collective is having a 25th anniversary celebration on Saturday, April 4th. And this is a celebration of, you know, quarter century of having the Arts Collective here on campus. So that is going to be a fun event as well. Sue Kramer is pulling that together and it will be sort of a almost a cabaret type of event. Lots of performances from past productions, bringing some old faces back, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, and if it's a 25th or 25th celebration, I mean, Sue always does a great job of everything that she's involved in is always, you know, a great celebration in itself. But if this is a big year, I mean, I'm thinking and I can only imagine how big she's going to go. So I would not miss that one.
it'll be fun.
Yep. Sue has... here with her friends from Razzle Dazzle. She's close friends with them. She's been here a couple of times. And I mean, every time that she comes in, they are just always just amazed by all the work that she does. So with the 25th anniversary celebration, I can only imagine.
I'm excited. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss it because I'm in a wedding that day.
Oh.
but, you know, I was involved with Arts Collective for so many years, and I've seen some of the names of people that are coming back to perform, and it'll be great. It'll be a nice reunion.
So check that out. I guess you can find details on the website.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
howardcc.edu/artscollective, and that has their full season and the lineup. That will also be in Studio Theater. So it's another chance
to see. That's going to be like.
That whole Spivat Theater is changing up, you know, a few times this month. I have to give a big shout out to our technical crew.
I was going
to
say.
Because, you know, Seth Schwartz and Mark Smedley and Tim Niels, they change the spaces around. And
they really transform it. It's not that you just change the lighting. It's not that you just change. You know, like if I had to change my house for a party, I'll put a balloon here, a balloon there, and that's all I do. They change the space.
Yes.
Like they literally make this a whole new space that you would not recognize that is the same as you were in for the previous play. So, yeah, no, it's a treat. Just that is a treat on itself. So, thank you, Janelle. That's right. I'm not going to see you until after spring break.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will be all different. Everybody remember to spring forward this weekend.
Yep.
Don't be late for anything you have on Sunday.
That was me the first year. I was late for everything. I was an hour late for everything the first year that I was here. And then, of course, in the fall, I was an hour early. So, you know, I balanced my life out that way that first year.
Exactly.
But not following either one of those two. But yeah, no, Janelle is right. So, visit the website. Let's remind everybody of the website where they can go and find everything that we talked about.
You can find everything Horowitz Center at howardcc.edu/Horowitz Center. And we hope to see you at something sometime soon.
Yeah, come and have a good time. Great way to start the spring season, I think. The weather is helping us for sure. Yes. You know, the weather is definitely spring, you know, bringing spring forward. So come in and just jump into it right here at HEC with great theater and great productions. And celebrate power, celebrate the mm-hmm. month of women, celebrate, I mean, really just life and the beauty that mm-hmm. comes with it and how art just brings that straight to you right here at HCC. Yes. So have a wonderful Wednesday. We will be back on Monday and have a good one. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.